Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda mi diskuto. Rav Yehuda from Distrikto said like this, that Tosh Shema, come in here. With Ash in the Pasuk says, Bohem. It says in the Pasha by Shrotim, by Tais brings down, Kabe Shrotim ksiv ashayipo mehem el toichai. If they fall into our food. So, Bohem yachol bakulin, I would think Yoni chayiv with a complete sheretz. Talmud loyma mehem, another Pasuk says, mehem from them. But Makamachatai says, ksiv ashayiga bohem b'moisam. So one place it says mehem, and one place it says bohem. So, Talmud Omer mehem, for the Gemara, eat mehem if from them, yochel miksosan, maybe even if you only have a little part of a sheretz, it's also metana. Talmud Omer bohem, the Pasuk says no bohem, you have to have a complete sheretz. So how do you have it? Choketzat, the Chorot says thirun the psukim. So Teretz is, ad shiyegia b'miksosan shukikulon. When do you have a tumas? If you touch a sheretz, if you touch it in part of it, which is like a kuloi, which has the size of a whole sheretz. The shiura chachomim v'chadosha. The chachomim made a shiur, what's the smallest size of a sheretz that still has tuma? If it's the size of a chadosha, it has to be the size of a small kadosha, small lentil. Kadosha, not lentil, chadosha here. Why? It says like a lentil. Shekein hachemit, that's a small creature, small sheretz, tchilas briyose b'chadosha. When it's first born, first created, it's only the size of a chadosha. So this is the smallest amount that you need at least this much to have tumah shuratzim on it. So Gemara says from this, Shema Amina, from here to proof, shiura gemirulo. So we learned this shiur, you need the exact size, and less than this size, less than the size of a chadosha, would not have less than the size of a chadasha would not have tumma. So within it's a svar by us also. When the Torah says the chiddush of a namala, if you eat a namala, yichayiv, it's only if you eat a complete namala with the hoshir. But if it's missing a leg, you'd be potter. Like Tosis says, Tosis explains, ha-ketzad ni-yashra shnei ha-mikrei salolu, how do we answer these two psukim? V'shira chachome b'chadasha, v'mikrei b'hem mehem. That's called a part of a sheretz. It has to have at least the size of a chadosha. And it's also called bohem in it. It's called the complete size. That's a small creature here. When it's first created, it's the size is like a chadosha. So that's the smallest amount that you need. There is a proof that there's a size limit. So how much you need? Midibin and kadosha, you need here like the size of a kadosha. Shrei ha-choymet, gam ki hevi tchilos of a kadosha. The choymet, even though at the beginning, it's the size of a kadosha. Hainu im raglov. That's what we say, it's the size of a kadosha. It needs a complete choymet with its feet. The karnav with its horns. O mikol maka, michotech menei purta, drifchus of a kadosha, hafinu achachaya. Even though this small choymet, if you cut off its leg, it could still live. And still it says the smallest size you need is the size of a chadosha. So you see, when it says the shiurim, it means the complete size. So this size you need of a chadosha, because that's the smallest size of a sheretz of this chaymet. But you see, you need the size of a complete chaymet. So what did it's a svar by us also? Now that is the chiddush of yid in the mala. Yechayiv, it has to be a complete namala. It has to be the whole ant. And my shaykh, if it's missing a leg, even though it could live without it, you will not be chayiv. So that's what we're saying, Shema Amina, if it's a proof, shiura gemiri. What's learned is, you have to have this size. Omar Rav Shemaya, ki binan shiurai, dibdaloi have a kadosha loy metama. Maybe those, you say to the shiurim is, if you don't have the size of the kadosha, it has no tumor to it. The loy nof labon neshama. That's only when it's small, it doesn't have a neshama yet. But maybe once it grew bigger and it has a neshama to it, then we still have a shayla, whether it needs a shear or not. So Rutais explains, when do we say this shear, you need a size of chadosha? When it doesn't have a neshama yet. Shivnivchas mat tchila ozvad yein lo no lachshivoy beri of apochas hurl yodam lo yipul bar nishmas chayim apochas mikan. Since this chaymit will never get in the shama when it's less the size of a chadasha. Therefore, at the beginning, this size of a chadasha has to be a complete size. Avol heicha de nofla lei kagoyin the molachaya. Once you have it grew a little bit, like a big ant, it has its neshama, it's living already, and it's chashav already. Ki af kitzas ragleo ishum davim imenu yochla dain lachayas tarbe shein chayin tluyim b'davar shekotzas. So maybe an ant is still different. In other words, true, this size of a chadasha, that's the smallest size that you need at least to have two mesherets, because this chaymet, when it's first born, like, that's the size of it. It's a size when it's first born and needs every part of it, then that's when it gets its neshama, the size of a chadasha. But maybe once it grows bigger, it passes the chadasha, then even if it's missing something, it could still have tumor on it. So the same thing could be by an ant also. When an ant grows a little bit bigger, like it's bigger than the way it was first born. So once it gets a little bit bigger, it has the size at least of a small ant to it. So maybe even if a leg gets missing later, maybe it still has the yisif of yit namala. So therefore we're not pushing the shayla. Kids, if you have a bigger ant and it's missing its leg, that the way it is right now, it is the size of a small ant, maybe you'll still be chayif feeding it. So the Gemara still blinds by a suffix. But then the Mishnah says, Hashed Rav Yagugurlis. If you have the backbone of a mace, or else you have the gugurlis, you have the skull of a mace, that also has tumas meis. Iboyli, you have a question like this. Shedra v'gulgulas tanan, does the Mishnah say you need both of them together? You have to have here the skull and the backbone. Oy dilma, maybe, oy shedra, oy gulgulas. Maybe either one is enough to make this tumas meis. You don't have to have both, but either one is enough. That's the question. What does the Mishnah mean? But for this tumah of a nazir, that we say if a nazir comes in contact with this shedra, does it both together, or with either one alone, he has this tumah of nazir, he has to be megaleach. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Toshima, come in here. It says in the Tosefta that shedra, shegirad roiv iloyin, shebo. If you have this backbone, that it was broken off most of its ribs. That's what Tosfos learns shot. Pirish Shiva Rav Tzloyish Shavu Targum Shel Tzloyish Elulin. The Targum says Tzloyish ribs is Elulin. See what it means? Shedra Shegirad Rav Elulin Shavu. If you have this backbone that most of its ribs were broken, is Tahira. Therefore, we say it's Tahir. And if you touch it, it doesn't have Tumas Meis on it. Or the kever, but let's say all the pieces are in a kever, in the kfur already, is then afilu mishaveris, oy mefurekes temeya, bifnei a kever. But if it's in the kever already, if it's dug in the grave already, then we say the grave is mitzarefit. So as long as all the pieces are there, even though they're broken into pieces, still it would have a tumas meis. So that's the chilek. If it's in the grave, it has the tumas meis. But outside of you have a broken backbone, it doesn't have tumas meis. So the diak is taima mishum degirat. Why doesn't this shedra by itself has tumas ameis? Only because the ribs were broken. For like girat, mashma, if the ribs were not broken, then tameya would be tamei. So from here shemamin, we have a proof that oy shedra oy gugelis ketani. That when the Mishnah means the nazar has this tumah, it means either one of them, either the shedra or the gugelis. You don't have to have both. It's enough if it comes in contact with the bone of the shedra alone. Smur says no. Halakha to show the gears to Aleph. It's Smur says Hokamashmala could be must as light, Khurgish. If we lie, there's no proof of me. Halakha Tani, ho. Halakha Tani doesn't say this clearly. It doesn't say this clearly, that the shedra or the gulas by itself would have tumah. But maybe, the main thing the Brisa wants to teach us is just the chigira, the tahira. That if you break the ribs, that makes this bone tar. That's the chiddush over here. But either, Your shaila now, if the backbone by itself is enough to make tumor, or you need both, the backbone and the gugelos, the skull, tiboyloch, that could still be part of the shaila. So therefore you can't bring any proof from over here. It's only telling you chiddush that if you have a broken backbone, that doesn't have tumor to it. But when you have a complete one, it's possible that maybe the complete one by itself has tumor, but it's also possible maybe it needs the gugelos also. So for this price, you have no proof. Toshima, come in here. We have Yehuda Reimer. Yehuda says, Shisha Dvorim. He said over six things that Rabbi Akiva Metame v'Chachomim Metairim. At first, Rabbi Akiva was Metame, said these six things are Tomei, and the Chom said no, they're Tor. And the Choza by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Chayzer to hold out the Chom that they are Tor. Now, Umaisa once happened, Sheviyu Kupa Malaya Tzomis Lebeis HaKnesses, that they brought a basket full of bones of a mace to the basic Knesset, Shel Tassoyim. From the Tassoyim, so Kitzur doesn't mean the basic Knesset that they learn in, it means, Faith says, Pirus Seifer and Chayshis. It was a basic Knesset of the blacksmiths. And Venichon Biyavir, they were just hanging in the air, in other words, Faith says a place that there was no gag, there was no roof on top of it. That in case of any of them would be a Koyain, we don't want it to be a Tumas Oyel. So it was like in the open air that there's no tumor unless you touch it. So they had this box of bones hanging in the open air. V'nichnas tudas haroifa. Tudas, the big doctor, came in. V'chol haroifa and him, and all the other doctors came in with him. V'yomru, and they said like this, that this the box of bones here, this kupa, is tor. Why? Because they said, ein kan shedra mi meis echad. There's no shedra of one meis. You do not have a complete set of a backbone here. So therefore, there's no tumor sameis. So now, the deep. So Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason why they said it's Torah over here? Taima de leka shedra. De mechoda. Because there's no backbone from one mace. But it's mashma that oikra, if there would have been a complete backbone of one mace, oi shedra oi gugolos, de mechoda nozir megaleach oleha. That if it would have been just one backbone, or one gugurlis, one whole skull of a mace, then a nazir would become tamei to stop his nazirus after taking a haircut. So the Chorosh Shema Amina from here should be a proof again that oi shedra oi gugurlis tanan. That in our Mishnah, it means either one is enough. You don't have to have both the skull and the backbone, but either one by itself would be enough. So Gemara says no, it could be loy mi boi kama. What they meant to say is not only this, but even that. Loi mi boi shedra v'gulgolus. Deme meis echot. Leka, not only wasn't there a gulgolus and a shedra from one meis, el afilu oi shedra mi meis echot. Oi gulgolus mi meis echot leka. They meant to say like this, that there wasn't even one complete skull there. There wasn't even one complete shedra there, one complete backbone. But they did not mean to say that if it would have been one complete one from one meis, you would have two meis. It could be no. Maybe the Mishnah means you have to have both. If you don't have a roiv akav or a chatzi akav, then you have to have a complete shedra and a gugelus. So again, from here, there would not be any proof. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Toshima, come in here. The minyona, from the minyon, what do they call these six things that they had the machlekes that Rabbi Akiva was chayzer? Or mahin shisha dvorim, what are these six things that first Rabbi Akiva metamei v'chachamim metairim? What was the argument here over six things that Rabbi Akiva first said it was tamei and the chum said it was tor, and later Rabbi Akiva was chayzer, retracted like the chum that they are tor? The six things are like this. Al eva mina meis shebo mishnei meisim. If you have a limb from one mace, a complete limb, but it came from two mason. You took a half of a leg from one, and the other half from the other mace. So the Kiva said, this is Tomei, and the Chum said no. The Aleva Minachai, if you have a limb from a live person, Shevo Mishnei Bnei Yodim, the same thing, two people. You have half of a leg from one person, and another half from another person. The Achatzi Kav Atzomis, you have a half of a Kav of Atzomis, which our Mishnah says is Tomei for Nazir. But here the question was, Shebo Mishnei Mesim. It came from two Mesim. Not from one, but from two. So again, Rabbi Kiva says still it's Tamei. And at the end, Nechom, and Rabbi Kiva was Chayes and said that it's Tor. V'yarevi'ez dam habo mishnayim. If you have a revius of dam that came from two mason, you don't have a revius from one, you have a revius only from two. And we'll soon later that Rabbi Kiva was not chayzer from this. He still holds his tummy. We had a drasha before, hakol nafshas mace. But so far, Rabbi Kiva says his tummy, and Chum says his Torah. V'yaletzem kisayra, shenech lak lishnayim. If you have the size of a bone, that's the size of a sar of a bali, but a broken half, so you have a broken bone that eats, it's a sar together. So the question is, if you touch it, does it have a tumas mace? Hepshita tumas oil it doesn't have. For oil, you have to have a chatzi akav. Here the question is, if you touch it for tumas maga, if it's broken half, does it have its tumor or not? V'ha shedra v'agogelus. And also the question about, is a shedra alone or agogelus alone coming? These are the six things. So the kids, so we have what? Eva min ha-meis is one, Eva min ha-chai is two, Chatzi ha-kav ha-tzomis is three, then Revi'ah Saddam is four, Etzem Kisayra is five, and now you have these last things, Shedra and Gugelis. So the question, if it's two separate cases, then it's six and seven, then there are seven cases, not six. That's going to be the proof that when it says at the end, the Shedra and the Gugelis, that's one case. Because so far we have five, and this is either the sixth, but if you count it as two cases, it should be seven cases then.